Clear in the articles that there are no financial costs and liabilities, not even membership dues. So it is an open system free for those within this resource-rich region to participate in a very collaborative manner to exploit the power of the sun to its maximum. It makes a lot of sense that in order to utilize our solar and produce the necessary demonstration effect for the rest of the country, that the significant buildings adopt solar. So the Ministry of Energy building, the Parliament House of Ghana, and Jubilee House must all go solar to send the right signals to the rest of the nation that the government is behind it and that is the proper thing to do. Secondly, it reduces the crunch on the national budget so that government doesn't have to spend all that kind of money. Thirdly, it reduces the load on the national grid, so that instead of continually adding generation capacity as the population and demand grow, we'll be able to manage what we already have in a better sense. The best combination we know, and all the research points, is to combine hydro with solar, so that during the day you run solar and at night you run your hydro. That way you are able to expand the possibilities of the dams and also conserve the water in the reservoir much better.
Minister of Energy Buachi Ejiakor